Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is your boy, Mr. Parker, with another podcast. And this one, I'm in minister mode. I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about the way that we as Christians have to uphold ourselves. So, not going to lie to you guys, because I'm an honest person. I've been busy doing a lot of reviews for my Facebook channel. Check it out, Dre Day Reviews, by the way, where I'm doing snack reviews, movie reviews, and just those type of things. I've been focusing a lot on that, and I've been pushing these episodes out. And I'm not going to lie to you guys, the viewership is down a lot. I know it's not because of me, like the things I say or anything, because I've had moments where they were very controversial and people, like, you know, supported it and this and that. I think it's just more along the lines of, like, people just don't have the time, or people are busy, you know, panicking right now, or, you know, or the good thing is people are busy praying to God more, or people are busy getting their Bible more, or people are busy taking care of their children more. Because when you know, with the people stuck at home, you're not used to being at home with the children. So I know a lot of people are getting to spend quality time with their kids, and, you know, kids with the parents. You know, that's a great thing. So if it's those things, I'm not upset about it. Because like I told you all from the beginning, I don't do this to get paid. I would love to get paid, but I don't do this for that. I do this just to help and get people out there and pick people up and lift people up and help other Christians that are going through right now. But yeah, so this one, I'm getting minister mode, meaning I'm going to be talking more about how us Christians should uphold ourselves. And I'm going to do a lot of parts of this. I'm going to start with this. This is part one. I'm going to start with this, and I'm going to get into it. So I was thinking about the other day. I said, if Jesus came literally right now, like while I'm recording this podcast, as of recording this, if I'm driving and Jesus came right now, would I be ready to go with our Lord? If he came, because it did say, like a thief in the Bible says that he will come like a thief in the night. So I thought about this. I said, will I be ready? I was just driving and I said, will I be ready when Jesus comes, like anytime, any moment? Now, there's certain days I feel 100% that I would be ready. Then there's certain days I don't feel 100%. And that's the problem, because we all have to get to the point where we feel 100% knowing that if Jesus came, we would go to heaven. Now, it's easy to say if you did good for 1 week, like you read your Bible, you prayed, you spoke in tongues for 1 week, it's different. Because immediately in your mind, it's, nah, I know I'm doing good, so it don't matter. But what about your slate? What about your whole slate? Now, God forgives us, and when we repent, you know, it's a whole new slate and all that. But I'm talking about if right now, ask yourself, take a list and say, I always tell you guys to do lists, but write a list and say things that I'm doing right and things that I'm doing wrong, and see what they weigh out. Because this is the thing. I get the question all the time, but what if I do right, and I've been a great Christian all my whole life. I don't go to clubs. I don't drink. I don't do none of this. All I do is sometime I may cuss, or sometime I may lie, or sometime I may steal. Sometime, will I go to heaven? Don't you think God will outweigh the good and the bad? And the answer to that question for me is we don't know. So why risk taking the chance? Like, to me, I don't want to risk that answer, risk that question or that solution on guessing or trying to believe that it's going to be a certain way. I'd rather be comfortable. So for me personally, I know that I got things I got to work on, because I'm not 100% right now. Now, if you repent and, you know, you mean it before you go to bed, and then Jesus comes while you sleep, then yeah, I mean, I definitely think, because God knows your heart, I definitely think if you repent and you do it then I definitely think you'll be going to see the King. But other than that, like, me right now as I'm driving, if that trumpet blew and I, you know, everyone's getting raptured up, as of right now, I feel that, yeah, I'll be going to see the Lord, because I've been doing right. Could I do more? Yeah, but I've been doing right. I haven't done wrong. There ain't no cheating. There's no lying. There's no stealing. There's no killing. There's no nothing, you know. I don't have an attitude with anybody. I'm not angry with nobody. I don't hate anybody. I have love in my heart. I'm thinking of having family fun and those type of things. But that's not every day. Every day we all have breaking moments. Another good question people ask me is, what happens if I've been doing good my whole life and then just one day, literally the day Jesus comes, I'm yelling at a kid, or I'm yelling at my brother or my sister or my cousin, and I start cussing them out, and I just flip on them and I say I hate them and all that stuff, and then I die. Do I go to heaven? I'm not God. I can't answer that question. But in that scenario, I hope, I always say this, I hope God weighs out the good and the bad. Because we all have breaking points. Like, everyone has a moment where they can get angry. But the Bible says be angry and sin not. So that's my fear of that whole situation. But for me, like I said, I don't know. I just feel like for the Christians, my message for the Christians is we have to be the light. Now, we had Bible study, and we were looking into scriptures, and it was talking about being the light. And I feel like as Christians, we really, really have to learn, strive, and do our best to be the light, be the examples, be what, how could I say, be what we're supposed to be to lead other people. So, like, we can't be Christians, I feel, and be saying, like, God is good and I love God, but we're not being the light. Your light should shine through everything. And when we had the Bible study, all of us was just talking about moments. We were like, do all of us be, are all of us being the light all the time? And all of us were openly honest and said no, because we're not. All of us ain't being the light. It's hard to be the light too. It's really hard, because once you become with Christ, you can't do the things you used to do. So being the light is a key for the Christians. I feel like we have to tell our testimonies, tell our stories, get on Facebook, tell people about marriage if you're married, get on Facebook, tell people if you was on drugs before, that you were on drugs and you're no longer on it. Instagram, YouTube, whatever. Start telling your testimonies. Christians, you guys got to start coming out. I see a lot of my Christian friends starting to do podcasts, starting to do YouTube pages. I love it, because that lets me know that God's moving in y'all. Because we have to be the light in this time. This time is so dark and dim. I already talked about it in one of the episodes where I talked about darkness and movies and everything. And we have to be the light. We have to be the ones to say to everybody, no. We're the living example of what you want to live like. Not being like the Pharisees where it's like, we're greater than everyone. No, not like that. It's more of being, look, you guys, this is me. And what you see through me, when you see me, you're seeing Christ. Not comparing yourself to God. It's you're a child of God. And when you're shown the light, people are seeing you through Christ. So you got to be the light and show people, light the path for them. Let people see you and say, I want to be like that. Don't let them look at you and see you arguing with your significant other, or yelling at your children, or being disrespectful to your mother or father. Because then they look at it like, I can do that too. And you don't want that, because then that makes you as bad as the world. We're living examples for the world, and we're living guidances for the world. And we're supposed to be the light so people can look at us and say, that's what I want to be, and that's what I want. And then when you are the light, it's not to be the light as far as, yeah, look at how I'm looking, or look how good I look, or, you know, this is what I'm, because that means you're bragging, boasting, you're trying to get attention. Nah, you just let it flow. I get so many people, when I'm talking, people hit me up, you're so kind, you're so nice, and, you know, yes, you're a lovely human, and I'm just like, it's God. That's all I can tell you. It's God. God's the one that keeps me like that. Because me, myself, I have bad moments, but I still try my best to be a good human being. But being a good person of God is different than just being a good human being. Ellen DeGeneres is a good human being. She's giving to people. She does her show. I'm like, man, she does some great things. But that doesn't mean she's a good child of God, because she goes against his rules and his laws as far as being gay. It's not how it works. I ain't going to get into all that, but I just want to start off. This is only part one about being the light and what us Christians got to be. Keep telling your stories, my fellow Christians. We have to come out of our shells, come out of the darkness, and be the light and show people. Let's light these people's paths. Let's show these people how married people are supposed to do it. If you are a married Christian, let's show these people how you're supposed to hold yourself, how you study the Bible, how you become a person that loves reading about God, a person that loves sharing the word of God. Get out there on Facebook, on Instagram, show your faces and show people, I am the light, because by you doing that, it's going to change things. When I do my Dre Day review page, people get to see me live and up close. If you haven't watched me, you can see. And when I'm doing these movie reviews, my main perspective of doing this is to show people the Christian view of how things go. That's my main prerogative for it, to show people how Christians can be, do the same thing the world does, but do it with light. When I do my review, my movie reviews, I don't swear. I don't yell. I don't have to get like, I just literally give my opinion on a snack, on a movie. That's it. Nice and simple stuff. So this is part one. I'm just telling everybody, be the light. Like I said, it's unfortunate. My numbers are plummeting, but I don't do this for that. Like, you know, I just wanted to make it all because I'm an honest person. And I see that my last like five, you know, podcast episodes have been way down than the norm, where it's going from like 1,000, 2,000 per listen to like 20, 15, 10. Like it's not looking good. But like I said, I understand what time we're in, but I also feel that this is the time where you should listen more to things like this. So that's why I said I'm going to do ministering on this one, because this is the time where I think us as Christians, if we're down or we're feeling like all hope is lost, that we have to be the light and continue to be the light. So that's all I got for you guys today. Thank you guys for listening. I will be doing another episode coming soon for part two of this. My next few ones are going to just be based on being the light, and I'm going to bring some scriptures to the table in the next one. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great night. Remember the question: if Jesus came right now, would you be ready? Would you be ready right now if the Lord came tonight? Write on the paper your good things you do and your bad things you do, and see how it looks. See how the scale looks. I'm telling you, it will open up your mind. I'm telling you. But thank you guys for listening. Have a good night. Peace.